This started as a simple idea, but it got out of hand real quick. I decided to try something I've never done before.
Probably gonna be my wildest adventure so far on the channel.
Pick a random point on the map, draw a 20 kilometer straight line through it, and follow that line no matter what's in the way. No trails, no turning around, just a straight line across Norwegian nature.
Not even a fourth of the way.
That meant swimming through freezing lakes, climbing untouched rock, scrambling across loose boulders and exposed ridges, and battling wind, rain, and freezing cold weather with nowhere to hide. This was one of the toughest things I've ever done. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into. This is the Straight Line Challenge.
So I don't know how familiar you are with the Norwegian map, but this is pretty much half of Norway. And wherever this dart lands, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna do a straight line challenge, 20K. If I go anywhere east of Oslo, close to the Swedish border, there's gonna be a lot of wildlife like bears and wolves. And then if we go in the west side, we have another problem. Here there are a lot of mountains, like big, some of the biggest mountains in Europe. So aim for somewhere around this area. This is gonna be the easy area. This is the most important dart throw of my life. 1, 2, 3, 3 meters. So it's west, southwest. I was aiming for this area, I completely missed. But there's a lot of mountains down here. Stavanger is here, that's one of the larger cities. Bergen, the city I'm from, is up here. I don't know, even though I was hoping for this area, this is pretty cool. This is gonna be a much better video, that is for sure. It looks like I'm gonna have to cross a lot of water too, and I have no idea how I'm gonna cross that. Am I gonna carry a boat? Am I gonna swim? What is the temperature like? I need to figure all that stuff out. There's not really any close towns or anything. It's very close to this road. That's good. Here. Looks like it right here. Measure distance. I don't know if you guys see this, but now it says 6 kilometers. You can see exactly what 20 kilometers is. Now we go through the point. That is 20.7 kilometers. Okay, this is more extreme looking than I thought it'd be. Look how much like water and valleys and stuff that you have to go through. Is it, I mean, I don't say this to exaggerate or anything, but this might be the most dangerous thing I've ever done. Like walking in a straight line like this, one thing is to follow a path, but to go off trail like this is just super dangerous. This is what it looks like, the starting point. Oh my God, look at the mountains. The thing about, like, there's so many channels about, like, surviving in the wild and stuff, and they have so much knowledge about that stuff. I have zero knowledge. So you're about to come with an amateur. Here we are. This is the edge. This is where we're gonna end up. Okay. No way. It is 4 degrees Celsius. It's from 4 degrees to 1 degrees. I had no idea it was going to be this cold. Yeah, I really look forward to this though. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really not sure what to bring. After looking at the map, I think this is what I need. I have some basic climbing equipment, harness, gri-gri, and a short 40 meter rope. All this stuff goes down here. It's kind of a crazy sound. So my plan is to actually swim across all those watery places. I mean, this also weighs quite a bit, but it's way lighter than a boat. And this is what I'll use to boil water. And then I have this like dry food thing. Matches, PewDiePie gave me these matches and they're Swedish.
Sweden invented fire. Yeah, matches.
Fire.
We would have if no one else did it.
So, I don't know, do I trust them? I'll test one just to see. Yeah. And to make fire, I have this. I don't know, there are not that many trees and stuff, so I'm a little bit worried if I'm gonna be able to find wood to make a fire. And I have a hang mat instead of a tent. I'm bringing this. And I have a tarp. To film everything, I have the Insta360 Ace Pro 2. A normal camera would not be able to handle this. These are by far the best action cameras I've come across.
They have this flip-up screen that makes it super easy to vlog. They're very durable. They're waterproof down to 10 meters. I'm going to bring two of these, three batteries, head mount, also a helmet mount. That's another thing about the Insta360 is that it's super easy to attach. They have this magnetic thing. It shoots in 8K 30 frames or 4K 60 frames. So pretty much the same frame rate as this camera. The image quality is amazing. And that is much due to Leica. They have a new Leica lens. It's a bigger sensor and the audio is good. That is one of the things usually with action cameras, it sounds like you're in a submarine, but not with this. If you see, this has built-in foam. So if you want to go in water, you take this off and you switch to this. And I'm going to probably do that a lot. And I did a low light comparison between this and GoPro just now. And the difference is huge with the pure video mode. The low light capabilities of this camera is just amazing. I don't know how this looks to you guys, but on the screen, it looks like there's a massive difference. And voice control is a function that's super useful when going on adventures like this. Start recording. And then I can talk to the camera. Stop recording. That is amazing. But this is all I'm going to use to document this. And Insta360 is also the sponsor of this video. So thank you guys so much for sending me these cameras. Yeah, I'm just super excited for this adventure. You know, this is the sort of stuff that I really love to do and I want to do more of it. And that's why I just hope this video does well, because this sort of stuff, I find this is my favorite videos to do. This might be like the dumbest idea ever, honestly, but we'll see. This is not great. It rains a lot and it's also way steeper than I thought it'd be. It looked like small hills on Google Earth. Now it just looks completely different. This is wild. The fact that we're just gonna head in straight that way is insane. I'm actually having second thoughts. I'm having doubts whether or not this is possible. Now 900 meters to go, 800 meters. We're almost there. Here it is. Du er fremme means you're here in Norwegian. The elevation is only 667 meters, meaning the place that I'm going to is 400 meters higher than this. I feel like I'm pretty naive when it comes to these things. Like, I just look forward to adventures like this, but then I always regret it. I think that I'm going to regret this too. Okay, I just need to get changed. You can have the car key because you're going to head back here. I was looking for a trail and I just briefly forgot that there is no trail. That's the whole point of this video. Now this sort of looked like a trail, but it's not a trail. Oh, we're going to get so wet too. Just soaking. I can see the grass is so wet. And I think also leaving my phone here might be a mistake too. But I do have my watch. I do have a map. This is pretty reckless. And I don't want anyone to try this. I don't encourage this at all. This is definitely a little bit sketchy, but who knows? Like, it could be pretty mellow too. If it just depends on the terrain. Well, at least it stopped raining. That's good. So I think we are around here. So we have to go a little bit right and then just straight. Let the adventure begin. This is actually not the most comfortable bag, but hope you go right.
So we just started walking and it started raining again, of course. Now we're just trying to find the entry point. Marcus is behind me. I mean, spirit's pretty high so far. We have a pretty good pace. And I think this is going to be easy.
This became epic way quicker than I thought it'd be. Look at the mountain just ahead of us. Honestly, I think, Marcus, that you might have to stay back here and I will continue on my own. Because this next part looks pretty dangerous, and you don't even have a harness or anything. Yeah, I'm having second thoughts about this already. But it looks like there's a little bit of a
more like flat path in the middle. So I think we should just head down to it and see what it feels like, what it looks like from down there.
All right, so we decided to continue for a little bit, see how it goes. It looked really steep from up there, but we'll see how it looks from here.
Oh, this is cool. This could have been a shelter if it started raining now. This wall right here would have made a perfect shelter, I think.
The weather is changing so quickly. It was just sunny a minute ago, now it's raining again. And we've done 1.07 kilometers. Spent 36 minutes. I think this is like the easier part of it anyways. I do have all my climbing stuff, and I expect at some, I thought already here that I would have to get my climbing stuff out. But I think he can wait a little bit longer. But yeah, Marcus is still here. We're gonna continue for a little bit, and then he's gonna leave me. I'm gonna continue. Oh, the sheep is looking at me funny. He's like wondering what we're doing here. Probably never seen anyone up here. But look at the beautiful scenery. So this is the last road we're gonna see. After this, it's just wilderness, you know, for miles. You are good to continue?
Yeah.
We expected it to be I don't know if you can hear me at all, but you can hear me on the Insta360 with the wind reduction turned on. But I also hope that the wind is gonna that it's going to be a little bit more mellow eventually, because it makes everything so much harder, and also setting up a camp will be very difficult with this wind. I thought this was going to be the top, but this is definitely not the top. We're 836 meters above sea level, and that looks more like 900, so we still have to climb quite a bit. Yeah, that's a long way to go. I think if I want to follow the red line, I have to go up here. Like, it's okay to go 20, 30 meters in each direction, but if I were to avoid this part, I would have to hike around. That would be like 100 meters, I think. So to go straight, I have to go straight up here. I'm gonna get the climbing stuff out and see if I can try to climb this. Marcus, you can go around though. See, I don't see any protections though. Like, I have all my trad gear. I don't see many natural placements. Start recording.
It's my French harness.
I mean, it's not the biggest cliff in the world, but this might be epic actually.
I also wanna give a disclaimer, like the way I'm doing it now, the way I'm trying to solo this route is not the way to do it, probably.
It's not the safest way.
And also watch out for loose rocks. You see this?
No one's climbed here before.
Try not to throw it on my rope.
Oh, that's a pretty good placement.
Oh yeah, that's a very good placement.
Okay, now I'm secure, I think.
I should have had two placements, but it's probably fine.
So slimy. It is so tempting to just walk around, but I have to do it in a straight line. That's the whole point of this video. Oh, get slippery. This is definitely not a fall you want to take. The thing is, now I have to go down and get all my stuff. So I have to make an anchor and then rappel down. Things like this just take so much time. So, I mean, we just started. I'm curious how long this is going to take. It's just going up and down. Now I have to go down and get my bag and then go climb back up with my bag. First cliff successfully scaled. I'm pretty sure this is the top right here. This, by the way, is only one third of the map. I folded it two times and we are here. We walk this distance and it's this times three. So it's pretty hardcore, man. Like, I thought this was gonna be way more chill, honestly. Now I need to figure out, the easy thing though is that
It's pretty much straight north. So it's pretty much this way, straight here.
Honestly, when you leave me alone, I'm gonna be pretty terrified, because like we've done a full like 4 or 5 hours of hiking now. This is gonna take much longer than I thought.
Yeah.
Way, way longer.
I don't know. I mean, the straight line is here, but you could go around. I don't know. It's just such a short distance to like get wet. I'm just gonna do it in my underwear, I think. Although it's gonna take a while for that to dry up, but putting on the wetsuit takes me about 20 minutes. So.
Oh God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh my God, it's cold. Oh. Oh my pee-pee. Again, I need to get warm clothes on real fast. Like, if this was a life or death situation, I would never have done this. There's still a lot of water. Ooh.
So next time, I'm definitely gonna put on the wetsuit. Even that short distance was like way too cold, and I realized it midway that, oh my God, this is...
This is the first running water we've seen so far. This should be okay to drink.
It's gonna take a while to fill it up though, huh? I'm gonna taste it. It's a different taste. There's a little bit of mud or something in it, but I think it tastes good.
The thing is now though, when we stop moving, I can feel that I'm getting really cold.
I think this is where we should say goodbye. There's a rock right here that you can camp under for a little bit. I don't know, it's pretty, I'm getting cold. I need to start moving again. So I'm gonna head up that mountain, this straight line up here. Marcus is gonna stay here and I'm gonna meet you at the finish line. I just need to keep moving. So thank you for tagging along and yeah, I'll see you on the other side. Be very careful though. It's slippery and I'll be careful too. You need the mic, by the way.
You're on your own.
I have a little bit of separation anxiety. It's like, yeah.
Okay. No, I just go straight. Alright, see you.
See you.
It's so windy and there's so much rain. I hope that it's gonna stop eventually. There's like nowhere to find shelter around here. And there's no wood. I think it's gonna be very hard to make a fire. So basically all the food that I bought, the dry food, I'm probably gonna have to eat dry. It's gonna be nasty, but I don't think there's gonna be any chance of making a fire. I haven't seen a tree in ages, and everything is wet too, so that's quite a bummer. Oh look, a frog.
Hmm?
fucking rain, man. It was just a bird. This is a pretty good pace, though. I already covered quite a distance. But I'm just really curious if I'm gonna find anywhere to sleep tonight. Okay, this looks like a bit of a jump. Wow, this is amazing. I think I'll have to scramble this. Question is, rope or no rope? I think I'll be fine without. I'll try first to see. So slippery though. Whoa, that was a little bit sketchy.
I've just gotten started. Like, I thought I was moving fast, but I'm moving really slow. Like, the challenging part is yet to come.
Look, snow. It's the first snow I've seen.
It's the first little waterfall on the trip. I just filled up my water bottle. And this is the best water I've had ever, I think.
This is a good rock for rappelling. No, I think we'll be fine without rappelling. I think I can go down here though, my butt. I think I'm somewhere here. And I have to keep going that way. I don't know if you see it from here, but that is very steep. I find it really fascinating that no one has probably walked right here throughout the history of humans. I don't think anyone has been right here. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. People should be very careful pushing rocks down. But in this case, I know that there's no one down there. So it's safer to kick this down now instead of it sliding down. It's crazy how easy that was. The thing is, if I use the rope, it's gonna take me a very long time to climb this. If I don't use the rope, it's not gonna take me that long. It just saves so much time doing this without putting the rope on, and it was pretty mellow. It wasn't that bad. I don't know if you see it, but there's two black sheep down there looking at me, wondering what the hell I'm doing. Hello! Woo! I'm not really sure where I am. I think I am here somewhere. So this is the distance I've covered, and then I have this left. I just have to do it. So now it's starting to get a little bit epic. Like, there's just this huge drop right here that I almost missed because it's so foggy. So I'm gonna go back a little bit, and I just need to set up camp. Like, it's now it's too dark and foggy to continue. So I think the smart thing is, even if the camp is not gonna be that great, it's just set up something, find shelter, and then
continue tomorrow, because it's definitely not worth walking off a cliff.
Now the fog is actually going away. Okay, the fog cleared. I'm gonna go. It happens so quickly, though. Looks like on the other side there are some overhanging stuff. Like, that is probably the best thing I've seen. Almost like I wanted to say that it's almost like I start believing in higher powers. You know, like I just asked for like a spot to sleep, and then this like fog cleared out. I like 2 minutes ago I couldn't see just a few meters in front of me, and now it all cleared. And that is a little cave, but there's not much shelter. But if it's big enough, I think it could work. I definitely think I should go for that. That is definitely the best place I've seen. Yeah, that looks pretty good. If this works now, I am gonna be so psyched. I honestly thought that I would sleep on the ground tonight. Okay, that is good. It has to be a little bit longer, actually. Yeah, that is good. Now it's gonna work. Oh my god, look at that! Oh, this is perfect! That is amazing. And look at the view I have too. Man, if I was just able to make myself some hot food now, I would be so psyched. I did not think that this was gonna work out in my favor. Look at that. Even more perfect. Now I gotta go down and get some water though. Great success, I got the water. I'm gonna put these things. I have 1, 2, 3. I have more than I thought. I have to choose very carefully because I'm only gonna be able to eat one of these. I think it's gonna be the lobscouse actually. Okay, here we go. I really hope this works. If not, I'm gonna be pretty, like, I was okay with it like a couple of hours ago, but now that I realize I have these and that this could potentially work, I'm like, no, I'm definitely gonna make this work. I wonder how long it's gonna burn for. Do you guys think this is gonna work? Comment below. I can't wait to get into my sleeping bag, get all my wet clothes off, and then I'm just hoping that tomorrow is gonna be like sunny. Is that too much to hope for? I'm not sure. I'm just so amazed though by this. This is the only dry cave I've seen since we started hiking. And it was right at the perfect timing. Okay, now I only use 2, and look, it's pretty hot. It's definitely not boiling, but it's hot. And there was enough water too. This is also the cool thing about like being out here, you know, like being excited about these like small things. It tastes amazing. This sounds like cliche and everything, but when you're back home, you don't appreciate things. But like this, just setting up camp here, like I was like happier than I've been in a very long time about it. Something like so simple. So I'm gonna finish this. Then I'm gonna make another one, eat that, and then I'm gonna go to bed. So we started down here, and then Marcus left me around here, and then I went all the way now up here. But you see, I still have at least twice the distance to go. Like, I have to do the same distance tomorrow, and there's a lot of swimming. This worries me a little bit. That's a big stretch. Yeah, tomorrow is gonna be a long day. My nose is a little bit stuffed, but I'm really comfortable. This turned out so much better than I thought it would. It's 12:30 now, which is a pretty good time to go to bed. Elevation is, we're more than 1,000 meters elevation. And total ascent today was 1,207. Total descent was 859. So that's a lot of climbing. Distance 15.3 kilometers. All right, over and out for now.
So I slept pretty good, actually. Last night, before going to bed, I was like, it's not, I've been calling it a hang mat all this time, but it's a hammock, like hammock, right? That word, it's not a hang mat, it's a hammock. Sort of a late morning, late start now, like it's almost 9. And I've just been listening to the rain, and it's just so comfortable in the sleeping bag. So I would say I've slept way better than I expected. But now getting out of this comfortable sleeping bag and hammock, not hang mat, is going to be difficult. And I'm only about halfway, and today is going to be the difficult part.
Everything feels pretty sore today.
It looks like I will have to do some climbing here.
Making sure that this is solid is pretty important. Oh, this is good.
So the Ace Pro 2 is also filming from that angle. This crack looks pretty wet, especially in the beginning. Oh, so slimy. Yeah, I know. That might work a little bit. Better than nothing. This one is not that great, but it's just as a backup. Okay. Whoa. Oh, that was that knot down there came out. Oh, both of them did, actually. Okay, so now I'm just hanging off this. And of course, now it starts raining. Nice hinge in. The beginning, I was a little bit worried if I was actually going to make it or not. Whew. This probably took me an hour in total, and I've moved 0 meters, or 1 meter maybe, in distance. Now I just need to keep going that way. I still have to rappel down though, so now I'm just going to tie the rope up here, rappel down, get all my stuff, climb back up, and then continue. I also have to get the camera that I put down there. I just realized why it feels so much further, and I feel so stupid. It's so obvious now why it's not 20K. Now that's because of the elevation, you know? In a straight line, it would be 20K, but I'm not able to fly. So I have to go up and down and up and down. So my guess is that it's gonna be more like 25, 30K. Why did I not think of that? Okay, I don't know if you guys see this, but what the hell? Like, now I just came to full stop. This is a ledge, and there's probably like 200 meters down or something. Like, I just walked down from here. I have no idea how I'm gonna get around this. I don't even know where I am. Okay, but this is not good. This is not good at all. This seems pretty dangerous. Problem is, I don't know where I am. I mean, I know that I've been walking in a straight line, but I don't really know exactly where I am. Okay, I think I need to go a little bit that way. So I actually went off track for a little bit without noticing it, because I haven't had any landmarks to navigate from, but now I'm back on the track. So, I hope, I'm not gonna jinx it. It's so foggy too, so that makes navigating a lot harder. This place is amazing. Look at the waterfall. I don't know if you see how big that is from here. Now I'm like enjoying it again. It's pretty cool. I have to swim across this lake, and it's so much bigger than I thought it would be. This water is probably, my guess would be around 8 degrees Celsius.
course it starts raining, like pouring down as soon as I'm like about to do the swim. I'm really not looking forward to this part. Okay. Oh, my feet. I'm like not even a fourth of the way. It goes pretty slow when you're not able to use your hands. Luckily, it stopped raining. Oh, there's some sheep on the other side. Probably wondering what the hell I'm doing. Oh, I can stand. Hello. Sheep greeting me. I just need to hike a little bit with this wetsuit on because I'm crossing another little lake. But I'm gonna be quick. The swimming is so time consuming though. It goes so slow compared to when I'm walking. Now it starts raining really hard too. No way. This is like the worst in timing. Now having to put on the wet stuff. This is completely soaked, but I don't wanna. I have one pair of dry base layer, but I don't want to make that wet as well. I want to have with that in case I need to spend another night here. It's good to have something dry. Is some sun too much to ask for? Like, it's been raining and been foggy constantly since I started this trip. Now I'm moving pretty quickly, that's nice. It's pretty flat here.
So it's the first, like, sun, not really sun, but it's like close to sun that I've seen so far. Oh my god, that is so nice. I just feel it warming just a little bit, and it's amazing. I spoke too soon. It's raining harder than ever.
So, I think I'm up here. We have a couple kilometers left. Once in a while, the sun breaks through the clouds just a little bit, and it gives me some hope that it's gonna break through completely, but it never does. Just like a minute later, it starts pouring down. It's been sunny the last half an hour. I don't want to jinx it, but this is amazing. Now I'm about just a kilometer away. I'm expecting to see Marcus pretty soon. Yeah, this is like the best welcome present, having a little bit of sun. It's crazy how the weather is changing so quickly. Like, just like 30 minutes ago, it was pouring down. And now it's nice. Well, I said that, and then the sun goes down and there's clouds over there, so it looks like it could start raining again. But yeah, I should keep moving. Okay, I can see him now. There's someone filming me. I don't know if it's not Marcus, it's someone creepy, because there's a lens, the camera angled at me. I'm pretty sure it's Marcus. Like, I don't know if you see him down there. He's like down there. And then there is the goal, the end point. It's been quite a ride. It's been harder than I thought. Way more epic too. Like, there's so many things that could have gone wrong. but luckily they didn't. Yeah, I don't know. He should have seen me like 45 minutes ago when I was like all soaked.
Hello.
Man, did you realize that it was more than 20K? When we measured 20K, that was like in air, you know?
Well, yeah, of course you're going.
But I'll go up and down and up and down. And I realized that halfway that this is going to be way more. But it was harder than I thought it'd be, this, honestly. So we have about, I don't know, 500 meters, a kilometer or something that way. And that is the end point. I think this is it. Look at that. Oh my f***ing God. This is just incredible. Look at this. Oh my God, what a place. This has been an insane trip. So much harder than I expected. And I seriously could not have done it without the Insta360 Ace Pro 2. Right now, there's a Prime Day sale. Check it out. Link is in the description. Or you can scan the QR code on the screen. I still have like a 2-hour hike to get back to the car. But it's on like a proper trail, so I'm pretty excited about that.